It is only that your lord father does not know you. With your brothers dead and you taken by the wolves, your sister was his solace. He learned to rely on her, and she has never failed him.
Nor have I. The Starks knew my worth. I was one of Brynden Blackfish's picked scouts, and I charged with the first wave in the Whispering Wood. I was that close to crossing swords with the Kingslayer himself. Theon held his hands 2 feet apart. Darren Ornwood came between us and died for it.
"Why'd you tell me this?"
Dagmar asked.
"It was me who put your first sword in your hand. I know you're no craven."
"Does my father?" The hoary old warrior looked as if he'd bitten into something he did not like the taste of.
"It is only Theon, the boy wolf, is your friend, and these Starks had you for 10 years.
"I am no Stark."
Lord Eddard thought of that. "I'm a Greyjoy, and I mean to be my father's heir. How can I do that unless I prove myself with some great deed?" "You are young. Other wars will come, and you shall do your great deeds. For now, we are commanded to harry the stony shore."
"Let my uncle Aaron see to it. I'll give him 6 ships, all but Foam Drinker and Sea Bitch, and he can burn and drown to his guard's surfeit."
"The command was given you, not Aaron Damphair."
"So long as the harrying is done, what does it matter? No priest could do what I mean to, nor what I ask of you. I have a task that only Dagmar Cleftjaw can accomplish." Dagmar took a long draught from his horn.
"Tell me."
"He is tempted," Theon thought. "He likes this reaver's work no better than I do. If my sister can take a castle, so can I."
"Asher has 4 or 5 times the men we do."
Theon allowed himself a sly smile. "But we have 4 times the wits and 5 times the courage.
Your father
will thank me when I hand him his kingdom. I mean to do a deed that the harpers will sing of for 1,000 years. He knew that would give Dagmar pause. A singer had made a song about the axe that cracked his jaw in half, and the old man loved to hear it. Whenever he was in his cups, he would call for a reaving song, something loud and stormy that told of dead heroes and deeds of wild valor.